Hello, chimp fans, and welcome to episode 36 of the Shave Chimpanzee Podcast. August 2nd, 2009, year of our 2009. It's a lazy Sunday morning, 11:17, Anno Meridian. We have Bob French with us as usual. I always forget to introduce myself, Justin Goff. Bob's about to give us an inert version of his breakfast, it looks like, as he's he has a gas face.
Yeah, it's coming back.
And we have Scott Voorhees' daughter with us today. It's actually his wife, but she has the voice of someone that would probably be the age of his daughter. So have you decided on a name yet?
Let's go with Irma.
Irma. Okay, so Irma Voorhees is in the house.
I think Irma's been done.
Irma, Beatrice.
It's been done, but she liked Irma.
So Irma works, you know. Okay. I figure it's unique, right?
So yes. Irma's with us. She is Scott's loath, which is the lady of the Heezy. What was that? All right, let's, yeah. We'll get to you during URL or not a URL. Thank you. Okay, so my loath is actually speaking out of turn. So we may have to take a couple of breaks while I wail away on her in the kitchen. Okay, so we're doing well. It's August 2nd. How is everybody? How's Bob today?
You know, I have all my things powdered. Nothing sticking to each other. I mean,
nothing?
Yeah.
No trouble?
No troubles
whatsoever. I noticed you backed in the driveway today.
Well, yeah, in case, I didn't want to forget and pull out into your giant refrigerator you have in the street out there.
That's the neighbors.
Yeah.
So once we're done, you just want to be able to peel out of the driveway unfettered.
Well, I didn't want to back into one of their
right.
Whatever the hell those things are.
The pod.
Those giant.
I didn't realize pod was an acronym.
It is.
Did what
you
is
know
it?
That?
No, I didn't.
I can't remember.
For?
I read it off the truck yesterday.
Portable something.
Yeah.
Something.
Yeah, portable odds, I think, is what it stands for. Pods. Okay, so, and we'll get back to Bob. I guess we should probably start with Irma, because nobody really knows who Irma is. I think we mentioned her on the first episode. She works for the phone company.
I think Irma's been mentioned on...
She's been mentioned a lot, but we don't know a lot about her. Kind of a mythical creature.
That's right.
But I really do exist.
She does.
Yeah.
She does. For a while, we thought she was a unicorn.
But I'm not.
Mythical creature.
Oh, unicorn.
Yeah.
I thought she went the eunuch route. So I never mind.
Eunuch. Yeah. With a E. So why don't you tell us about yourself? You like pinwheels and Barbie dolls and what else?
I do. Pinwheels and Barbie dolls are my favorite.
What are pinwheels exactly?
And My Little Ponies.
My Little Ponies. Now, that was the pony with the fur, the mane you could comb?
Yes, and they came in like purple and pink and blue and green. And
did you have one?
Oh, I had like 20 or 30 of them.
Did you really?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't exist in my world.
Did your daughter maybe have something like that?
No.
20 or 30, they didn't come in enough colors, did they? Or did you have repeats?
No, there were different ones. And they had like
different sizes?
No, they're all the same size. They were just different ones. Like they had different names and different colors and different things on their, they had pictures on their butts.
Pictures of what?
I don't, like moons
anchor
and stars
tattoos?
And
well, yeah, were they like tramp stamps? Is that what
that
they
could be, yeah. The early version.
Could you comb the tails? Did
yes.
they have furry tails?
And they had bows and things you could put on them.
Suddenly I'm interested.
That was your big thing?
That was my big thing when I was, 10.
They, and you're mid-30s.
I'm in my mid-30s. I still miss my My Little Ponies.
Oh my boy. Well, she's a country person.
Really?
Yeah, she's from the country. So in the wonderful state of Colorado, which is what's the nickname of that state? Is it the Rocky Mountain State? Yeah, I guess
I
it is.
I think so, yeah.
It? Yeah. The nutmeg state, of course, is Connecticut. And what's Montana? Big Sky country.
Big Sky, yep.
What's Wyoming? The silver state? Something
I
odd like
know.
That. Nickel?
It should be like the land of never-ending highways or something.
Lots of wind.
Yes.
Yeah.
And not much else.
When I used to live in Boulder, there was a house I would go by twice a day on my way to and from work.
Mm-hmm.
And it had a cinder block hanging off one of those thick towing chains with a sign that read Boulder Wind Gauge.
Really?
Because it was they were kind of on the prairie in a bit of a valley.
Yeah.
So it would, yeah, the wind would come whipping across
there. So that was a joke that would last centuries.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. Boulder Wind Gauge.
Very nice.
So that's good. Okay, so we know that you like My Little Ponies. We know your husband has a lot of comic book statues.
He does. And lots of comic books.
And lots of comic books. What else is going on over there?
We're looking at a pool, but he told you about that last week, I think.
Yes.
Yes.
We're still looking at the pool.
I reviewed blueprints yesterday.
I'm still discouraging the whole thing.
Well, they'll be fine. They're going to buy it, and then they'll learn their lesson in a few years.
Yeah, but it does take a few years, so you don't really feel like, Jesus, what did I spend the money on?
By the time it's paid off, you guys will be tired of it. So.
And then we won't remember how much we paid for it, so we'll be like, oh,
they never had a. They've never had a pool.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
See, that's the...
That's good.
Again, country folk.
Yeah.
It was at that point...
And in Colorado,
it was,
you don't need a pool. It's not hot that much
yeah,
of the year.
It's more of a pain there because you got to drain it and then all that horse shit every year. Because it gets too cold and all that
stuff.
You
don't want it to freeze.
You don't
want to
have a big ice cube in your pool.
You know, a pool in northeast Ohio will actually devalue the house.
That's not
Yeah, that's not uncommon.
Because there's such a pain in the ass back there. You know, you have to drain it.
Speaking of Ohio.
Oh, do we have to?
I found something interesting in a newspaper.
Really?
And I wanted
to
share it with you.
Oh, is this the Akron thing?
I don't know if this is an Akron thing. What happened in Akron?
I don't know. I saw it on Facebook. Something about Akron. I can't remember what it was, but I saw Akron.
That's sort of Bob's old stomping grounds.
Absolutely. I worked in Akron.
Akron, Ohio.
That's where my grandparents are.
Yeah?
Yeah, she's got some ties to Ohio as well.
Mm.
They're Ohio dirt farmers, correct? No, they're not. Okay, so the headline on this is Phone Rage Leads to Arrest Here for Ohio Man. I guess so. This is out of a St. Louis newspaper, I guess. An Ohio man, fed up with deceptive junk mail, made the mistake of losing his temper while on the phone with a St. Louis company pitching an extended auto service contract.
The warranties.
Yes.
Gotta love those calls.
What the fuck, though? And we're going to get into this a little deeper, but for a long time, DeLoth and I were getting cell phone calls at least once a week. They never mentioned what car it was for, but it was... Was always a recording.
Your warranty's about to expire,
right.
Blah,
or
blah,
please,
blah.
Please don't make the mistake of driving without a warranty. Never mention what car. And
yeah, they don't know.
No. Mm-mm. So I guess you're supposed to call and tell them?
Yeah.
Do you get calls like that?
Never.
Your car's relatively new.
No.
What's the situation with your home phone?
What about it?
You have a home phone?
Yeah.
You have a landline. Woohoo! Yeah. Got to say yes for home phones.
Yeah.
Do you have a, she works the switchboard at the local phone company. Do you have a, actually she's a professional, very professional. We're not sure what she does. Okay. So you have a home phone. Do you have an answering machine with the cassette tapes?
No.
Or do you have a voicemail service?
It's a digital thing.
You just, on the phone, you get that stutter tone and then you call up or what?
Yeah.
Or do you have a unit in your house?
No.
You have a eunuch in your house.
Yes.
Okay.
Your Beamer would qualify as a eunuch.
I love how Beamer is your son.
In
a manner of speaking.
Yeah,
he's
we had
your
him
son.
Denutted. Yeah.
That's good. Did you give him the ball bearing so he didn't feel self-conscious?
I don't think that dogs really care.
I don't think they do either. Yeah.
Well, I've apologized for many. Over the years, I've apologized a lot.
A lot of heart-to-heart discussions with Scotch.
Yeah. Yeah.
Scotch is Bob's wife's name.
What's the deal? No, she smells like Scotch.
Okay. Okay, so do you ever get calls on that thing for yourself?
Yeah.
Do you check them?
Yeah.
How does that work? Because you've got yourself, your wife, and your daughter living in the house.
Right.
I think because, you know, younger people usually get more calls. Is there ever any conflict about, Dad, you erased my message?
No, nothing for her ever.
So she uses a cell phone almost exclusively?
Exclusively, yeah.
Okay.
And we only...
And is that a My Little Pony cell phone?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, we use that. We've had the phone number since we've been here, and I've always paid to have it not listed. So I don't get any solicitations ever.
So the only calls you get are people that you would expect to call
family
you.
Members, and of course, somehow the Alumni Association at my alma mater.
They will always find you.
They found me.
Oberon College?
No.
Is it Oberlin or Oberon?
Oberlin.
That's in
Ohio,
right?
Yeah. No, I didn't go there.
Let me ask you a question.
But they still call you?
Yeah, no.
So you you unlist the number, yeah. And we're going to get to what a conflict of interest that is. With the you're going to get grilled here, sister. And okay, so you do that, but when you're filling out forms for whatever, for credit cards, for car loans, for whatever, you've got to put a phone number on that. What do you put on there?
It depends. Sometimes the home phone, sometimes my cell.
Okay, because then couldn't they in turn sell your information to others?
I clear that up prior to giving them a number.
You tell them not to do that?
Yes.
And then what do they red star it or something? Flag it for not selling?
I don't know what they do.
But you don't have a problem?
No.
Okay. Can I have that number, please?
No.
Okay, so.
Well, it's $2 a month.
To have it unlisted.
To have it unlisted.
What a fucking shell game.
You know what? I don't care.
It makes your life easier. It really does.
Yeah, it makes your life easier. Guess what, though? Phone company doesn't need to be selling your information.
Well,
so when I lived in Boulder.
Paid them $2 to not exploit me.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's
you
fine.
Pay them extra money so that.
I don't think they sell it. I think what they do is they publish it. Well, anybody
Here
has
we
access
go.
To it. That's the thing. If you don't pay it, it's in
the
public
I think they're.
Directory.
Why would they do that? I think they're making money off of it.
Oh, I'm sure they are.
Of course. So people are essentially buying it. Okay, thank you. All right, so now that we're past the semantics, when I lived in Boulder, that's what happened. So when I registered for a phone, they said, would you like to have an unlisted number so that you can be sure you won't get any telemarketing? And, yeah, I don't know how much it was. It was probably around the neighborhood of $2 a month. So it's an extra $2 a month so that the phone company won't sell your information. That just seems like such a conflict of interest.
Yeah, I don't care.
It bothers me.
Yeah, it bothers. What am I going to do?
Well, there's nothing we can do, but we can be outraged, can't we?
No.
Do you want a zip?
A what?
We used to say that as kids. Do you want a zip instead of a sip of my coffee? No.
Were you retarded?
Kind of, yeah.
You have speech impediments?
Yes.
Very large tongues that you needed to grow into or something?
Yeah, and foreheads like a drive-in movie theater.
Really?
Okay, so we're going to get back to the Ohio man.
Tilted way back.
Yeah, with a spine.
In the middle.
Like Worf from Next Generation.
Yeah, again, I don't know.
I don't know either. I just know, but I never watched the show.
I'm thinking of Beetlejuice.
You know, I never really saw that movie.
You
not
never
the movie.
Saw Beetlejuice?
Not the
not
right. movie. Howard Stern's little...
Oh, that guy.
Beetlejuice forehead. That's
What's the name of that problem he's got?
microcephaly.
Microcephaly.
Yeah.
And that's not what your problem is, which is the microphallus.
Would be correct. Yeah.
Microcephaly. So
actually, I just wore mine down to a nub. So it's a whole different
cephaly
thing.
Cephaly would be what in Latin? Do we know?
It's the skull. So,
isn't?
Yeah. And what happens is the fontanelles, the suture lines in the skull that are soft that allow you to allow
as
your
a
skull
child?
To expand. They're already fused and
really,
yeah.
Now, does that inhibit the growth of the brain at all?
Well, yeah, they have issues because that's part of the issue. They don't have a large capacity.
Who, me?
Yeah,
that's him. That's what he says all the time. Is he dead or he's still alive?
You know, I don't know.
He has a normal sized mouth though. Like from here down, he has a normal sized mouth.
And he's got teeth of Secretariat.
I was thinking more Man of War. Okay, so we're back to the Ohio man. According to court documents, Charles W. Pappenfuss, 43, told a sales representative during a May 18th telephone call that he would burn down the building and kill the employees and their families.
I think he must have just watched Office Space.
Or the fact that maybe it's just because he's living in Ohio.
Or maybe because he's gotten like 12 of those calls in the past hour.
Well, yeah, I mean, it happens. But no, but you know what? I'll read on. He didn't really get calls. He got a mailer and called them.
Oh, boy.
So he was indicted for making a terrorist threat. Perfect. That's exactly why we have those laws.
That's what it was.
A Class D felony, and he could be sentenced for up to 4 years in prison if convicted. Pappenfuss's wife, Tracy, said she hasn't seen her husband since his arrest on June 27th, when he was lured to a Fostoria, Ohio police station. Now we'll go to our Ohio correspondent. Where is Fostoria?
You know, I don't know. I've heard of it, but I don't know. I'm in my skull, I'm thinking Southwest.
Southwest?
Yeah.
So close to Cincinnati?
In that vicinity, in that quadrant of the state, southwest.
Close to Toledo?
No.
No,
Toledo.
Close to
north.
Cleveland?
No.
Close to Columbus?
No, stop it.
He's just going to name all the cities he knows in Ohio.
Close to Canton?
No, Canton's in the middle.
Oh, can we get a quick trailer hitch update for the fans?
No.
Is it still attached? Is it? Are you going to tell us?
Why wouldn't it be?
I don't know. Have you pulled around any bikes?
No.
How about kids on skateboards?
No.
Okay. All right, so we're doing well with the trailer hitch thing.
Yeah.
Okay. So Fostoria, Ohio, he was lured there with a false story about being suspected in a tavern fight. A tavern fight. That's great. He was indicted. We're back to Charles Pappenfuss, a self-employed mechanic who sometimes works on the department's police cruisers. A self-employed mechanic. Does that really mean he's just out of work?
It could mean he has his own garage, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, wouldn't they say garage owner?
Not necessarily.
No, because mechanic sounds better than garage owner. I own a garage, but I'm definitely not a mechanic.
True. Yeah, you raise an interesting point. Dropped by the station to clear his name, she said. Tracy Pappenfuss said she still can't understand why her husband is held 450 miles from home at the St. Louis workhouse on a $45,000 bond she can't afford to pay. He shouldn't have mouthed off on the phone, but this is overkill. He just can't handle it in there. He's not a criminal. They make it sound like he's a terrorist, and he's far from it. What else we got here?
It's probably a Republican.
Oh, come on. So here's the info about the actual warranty. Tracy Pappenfuss said her husband called a St. Louis telemarketing firm. She didn't know the name. After getting a mailer stating that the factory warranty had expired on the 1996 Ford Taurus driven by his 23-year-old son, the car bought as is for $3,000 hadn't had a factory warranty in years. So is that pretty much the order of the day in Ohio, that kind of business?
Yeah.
Are you surprised to hear this story?
It could happen anywhere.
Never.
I agree.
It doesn't have anything to do with Ohio?
Not at all.
See, I was hoping you would jump all over his shit.
Why?
Because he's from Ohio. You always have something bad to say about them.
It's about the state itself.
Are you softening on Ohio?
No.
But the state itself,
I don't have to live there.
The state itself, if there weren't Ohioans there, would just be a place. I think you have problems with Ohioans too, don't you? Like the neighborhood your mom lives in?
Yes.
They're not nice people, are they, most of them?
I don't know them anymore.
You don't?
No. They're all transient now.
They just come and go?
Yeah.
I figured I would define transient for the listener.
That was good of you.
Yeah,
are you worried about your,
no,
your listening base?
They're not that
not
bright. They're not that bright. So I also thought one of the other things we could discuss is maybe diabetes, or as they say, the sugar diabetes. Because this is like, except for myself, I'm just a conscientious observer.
Did you just
this
see Wilford Brimley?
I didn't. Well, I don't have cable. But you both have the sugar diabetes.
Yes.
But different kinds. What kind do you have?
The old fat guy kind.
Which is what?
Type 2.
Type 2. And what do you have, Irma?
I have the type 1.
Type 1. And what's the difference?
Juvenile onset's generally type 1 or early adult.
Okay. And that's the only determination between the two?
Generally, type 2 is more of an insulin resistance thing because you're a fat guy.
Hmm.
Whereas type 1, your body just doesn't make any insulin whatsoever.
Right.
And you have to be on insulin in order to live.
Pancreas just doesn't work.
Okay.
Mine is just tired of fucking trying to keep up with what I put in my gut.
Okay. And with the type 2, can your pancreas ever rebound at all, or
you know,
is it permanent damage?
No, well, you know, it's pancreas poop out, if you will. But if you drop a whole bunch of weight, sometimes you can get off your medication. But you've done damage, so as time goes on, you can't, you know, generally you're going to be on at least oral medication, if not insulin.
Right. I thought it had to do with one being needles versus drugs.
Type 1, if your pancreas isn't working at all,
right.
you have to use insulin.
Right.
Where type 2, you can take some metformin's a common one. That you can take some medications that lower your resistance, so you're able to.
It helps your pancreas produce more, or it helps your body use what's already produced.
Yeah.
Okay.
And if you get so bad in type 2, then they'll put them on insulin.
Right.
But type 1, you can only treat with insulin.
Welcome back to Diabetes Talk with Dr. Dina Dell. Or
more than
Sanjay,
you ever wanted to know.
Sanjay
Saj
Gupta.
No, Gupta.
I think it's very interesting because, you know, we apparently have an epidemic of diabetes. And we're all dying, apparently.
Secondary to obesity.
And they're somewhat linked, correct? Particularly with the adolescent diabetes.
Generally, A leads to B.
Yeah. I guess a lot of people, because my grandmother, my paternal grandmother was insulin dependent. I think she was a juvenile onset. So a type 1. My maternal grandmother, though, used to just take orals for it because she was heavy. So, and I thought, I didn't realize that type 2 could lead to actually having to take shots until I met a young Mr. French.
Yeah.
But that's a lot of people now, right?
Yeah.
Your buddy as well?
It's common, yeah.
The Crown Vic?
Yeah.
The LTD?
The
Grand Marquis.
Grand Marquis.
With the seat with no seat belts, and you slide across?
Basically,
actually,
it has seat belts.
Yeah, it has seat belts.
But it's only, they're only lap belts. It's like being on a plane.
It was an afterthought, yeah.
Okay, so that's it. Anything else about diabetes? Or
that was kind of...
Well, it's. I think it's interesting. A lot of people don't know what it's like to live with diabetes.
There could be a lot of worse things.
You learn to live with it, though,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, just incorporate it into your day.
Yeah. Now, is it possible to inject insulin into a donut before you eat it and still get the effect of if you were to inject it into your
body?
No,
because you can't process, you can't metabolize insulin orally.
Okay. So it's, and it's what, the shot is a subcutaneous thing?
Uh-huh.
And it just absorbs through?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter where you do it, though.
Generally, thighs, belly, backs of arms.
So like a tough spot
kind of
on the body?
I think they try and tell you to do it where there's a little bit more fat.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
because
it tends to work better. And if you continue to give a shot in the same place.
Well, you're going
to
get issues.
You're going to, it will start to harden. You get like an insulin buildup.
You just rotate sites.
Wow. You've never have you ever had to
the needles
put it in your.
They're not very big. They're pretty little
meatus.
Needles.
No. Why? Yeah, why? I can't imagine why I would do that.
Well, I don't know.
It's like, let's just put it in my eye.
What is that also called? The corpus spongiosa?
That's the tissue that fills with blood.
Okay. So it's the underlying tissue. The meatus itself is the skin?
No, the meatus is the head.
Okay.
Your knob, buddy. That's the
meatus. So the corpus spongiosa is the whole thing?
It's all the tissue that
gets engorged
gets
with blood.
Gets engorged with blood.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's interesting.
What the fuck are we talking?
I really don't know.
I don't
really
know, but I'm lost.
We've got we're talking about pee-pees and wee-wees. So we've got some stuff to get to. Let's see where we are as far as time. We may be able to do the URL or not a URL. Yeah, we could do that a little early. So we're going to summon the Loath from the other room, and we're going to get into URL or not a URL.
URL
or
not a URL.
Not a URL.
We use this internet for communication.
URL
or not a URL.
It's a series of tubes to expand the whole concept of communication.
URL
or
not a URL.
It's a series of tubes, not a big truck.
Okay, we're ready for this? We'll start with the Loath, work our way across, and then we'll do, you know what we're doing. www.hotdiabetics.com.
Yeah.
Loath thinks it's a site. Robert.
Yeah, okay.
You think it's a site?
I don't care.
You think it's a single site?
Sure.
I'm saying not Irma? A site. I'm hoping not a site.
It's not a site. It's available.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, I figured it's topical for the show. No? No good?
No.
Is this not a good subject matter? You don't think?
It's okay.
It's all right. Whatever. Okay. Number two. And then things got progressively worse and worse last night as I was doing research. www.disabledporn.com.
Oh, shit. getting a little creepy.
I'm going to say it's a site, and I have visions in my head that we're not even going to talk about.
Does it involve My Little Ponies?
No, it doesn't involve My Little Ponies.
Anal leakage?
I hope it's a site.
You hope it's a site? And you can't wait to get home. And Loth? Okay, she's saying Portal. Yes, it's very real. It's a site. They claim to have wheelchair sex, amputee fetish, cast fetish, and midget porn.
How does midget fit in with
that's
those
what I was
going to
say. Does midget or dwarfism, is that a disability? I guess it is, right?
I think it's who you talk to. If you ask them, they're going to say no.
Do you think they can get, like, Social Security disability?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Why?
Well, I don't know. What do you think the bum wiping situation is in the dwarf community?
I don't know, because their arms don't reach.
I would think, right?
Well, they need but that. Their bum's the same distance away from
their
body as everybody else's.
No. But their arms are shorter.
Oh.
They got the little things. So what do you think?
I don't know.
Has there been any studies?
Maybe they need to use that thing with the...
didn't you talk about a stick with something? The toilet paper with the stick.
Oh, yeah. What was that called again?
Shit stick or something like that.
Something like that. I don't know. Shit sticks. So we don't know, right?
Don't know.
Is that something you can look into for us and get back to us on the next podcast?
Yeah, no.
You're not going to do that?
No.
Now, if it was an actual midget who's proportional, it wouldn't be an issue, I would think. They're proportional. They're like a scale model of a normal person.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. That's good. www.crispycrotch.com.
Crispy? Crispy. Like as in crispy fried chicken?
Crispy.
I'm thinking of glazed donut.
Glazed donut?
Yeah.
I'm going to say portal.
Loth says portal. It's a site. It reads, "Welcome, porn video freaks. Here you will find weird, creepy porn to satisfy all your bizarre fetish tastes, including pregnant, midgets, amputee, wheelchair, vampire babes, and more."
Vampire.
Here are some of the titles I wrote down. DivineBreasts.com 3, which is described as core goddess as you've never seen her before. She's got with milk spray mayhem, self-sucking... jiggling fun bags, lactation dreams, breast slapping, and more.
Christ.
Okay. Also, another title is called Hump the Stump. That's an amputee movie. Some of this stuff was very hard to look at for any longer than 7 or 8 minutes.
That's what I'm wondering.
Okay, so Hump the Stump. Another one's called The Amputee. Another called Bosom Blasters, and another called Jill, 6 months pregnant and horny.
Oh, boy.
Okay. That was what? Number three. Okay, so number four. We'll start with the Loth, www.teabagging.com.
Yeah.
Okay, Loth says yes.
I gotta say yeah.
Bob says yes.
Yeah, it's a site.
It is a site, but it's not what you'd think. It redirects to cheaplawyers.com, which is a quality professional lawyer at cheap prices.
Really?
Yeah, what kind of lawyer would you hire if it came off the teabagging.com site?
I don't know, but it reads teabagging.com is a directory services. I don't know what that means. It should be directory service, I think. Doing business as cheapyellowpages.com and cheaplawyers.com. Have we done this one before?
No.
Does this sound at all familiar?
Not at all.
I think you've had something else that directs to cheap lawyers or cheap or cheap.
You might be right about
something.
That.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's a site, but it's for cheap lawyers. So if you need a legal defense and some teabagging, that's your place. I have my teabagger on retainer.
So
And my teabagger wears a retainer.
While you're being deposed, the guy drops his nuts on your forehead.
Pretty much, yeah. Okay. And then that's another thing is I've heard the verb used in different ways that a man can teabag a woman, but a woman teabags a man as well. I don't see how that's possible.
Well, unless she's got a giant scrotum.
No, like she's the one being teabagged, but they use it saying she's teabagging him. I don't know.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm not getting it.
www.teabaggingmovies.com. That a site?
Yeah, I don't know. A still photo, that's all you need for a teabag. Right? You don't need a video of it unless you see somebody sneaking up on someone that's passed out drunk.
Irma?
I think it's a site.
Okay, it is a site. It's also named shelovesbigballs.com. It reads, catch the web's greatest teabagging action. Congratulations, you've found the largest collection of teabagging babes on the net. I know you've been searching, as I was, long and hard for a decent collection of teabagging videos online. Are you okay, Bob?
Yeah.
Sadly,
I'm still trying to figure out why you'd need video.
Sadly, there's
That's
simply
right.
very little archives that are full of real teabagging content. Until now. These gorgeous girls love big balls, and you can watch the full-length videos of the clips below, plus tons more right now. Watch hot women teabagging men in quality. That's why I asked. So they're using, and then in the very next description, they're saying these guys teabag women, and it's the same thing. So they're using it in both contexts.
I don't get that.
No, neither do I. But there's all sorts of spelling errors on this site, and so who cares?
Whoa, what a surprise.
It could be a foreign situation as well.
The Germans.
The Germans, the Russians, you can get them pretty much. You can convince them to do anything. You will not find a larger collection of ball-licking, testicle-tickling girls anywhere on the web. Like Mandy, for instance, a super freak with a tongue ring and all. She takes these balls deep inside her mouth and plays with them with the skills only a pierced tongue could provide. I was hoping there'd be more descriptions with names, but there weren't. So.
Did she braid your scrotum hair?
With her tongue?
With her tongue?
I don't know. There was no mention of that.
Is that Barry Manilow's Mandy?
Is that what she can do?
I don't know.
You came and you saw. And
yeah,
you
came, you saw, and you swallowed.
You could braid my ball hair with your tongue. Okay. And then this isn't really a URL or not a URL, but I was poking around and I found something else that I wanted to share. It's www.menwholooklikeoldlesbians.com. That's an actual site.
I've seen a lot of that.
Have you?
Oh my.
There's a big push. It's like awkward family photos and stuff like that. People are uploading pictures now.
Yeah.
And I actually found the top 25, and among the top 25 were Al Franken.
Oh, no.
There's a picture of Al Franken where he looks like an old lesbian.
Really?
Yeah. And it's not, what they don't mean that these guys always look like old lesbians.
Okay.
They've just found pictures
of them. A picture
of
that happened to look. Okay.
So there's a picture of Al Franken. There's one of Don Henley.
Now that I can see. He's always clean shaven.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's one of Warren Beatty, like from the 80s when he had like
the big lady glasses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the Sally Jesse Raphael glasses.
Yeah.
There's one of Rick James, which I don't know. I don't know if that one really makes sense.
I don't look like no woman, bitch.
There's one of Aaron Sorkin, that big television writer that was behind The West Wing and all that shit.
Yeah.
I don't even know what he looks like.
Neither did I until I saw the picture.
So does he look like a...
Yeah, I would buy that. Richie Sambora.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I have to say yes.
Don Imus.
Yeah.
That would be one fucking frightening lesbian, man.
A fucking ugly chick, huh?
Oh,
but he's
man.
Got the he's got the hair, right?
Yeah.
The old lady hair.
Roger Ebert. I think we can all see that one. A lot of it is like the portly people who are a little more rounded.
It has to be pre-op, though, right?
Yeah, well, now he's... Doesn't he have like Bell's palsy or something like that? Or they pulled a nerve or something?
I don't think he has a chin. There's no mandible anymore.
What happened to him?
They cut the bottom part of his head off.
Why did they do that? Yeah, did he have cancer or?
No, it just seemed like the right thing to do.
Do you know what the deal was?
Yeah, I don't. I'm sure. Yeah, I'm sure it was cancer. You don't do a radical neck on somebody like that.
Is that what it was? A radical neck?
Yeah, I think you just lose your bottom jaw.
Another one is Peter Criss, the cat man.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen him without the makeup lately?
He looks like a girl.
Yeah, he looks like...
He's a pretty girl.
No, he's really not. Have you seen a picture of him
not
lately?
Yeah. No.
Peter Criss, the original drummer from Kiss, was
the
cat.
He's the one with the cat.
The whiskers.
When, the paint.
So there's him and then Dana Carvey. I think we can all see that
one
because he was
the
church
lady.
Lady.
Yeah.
And then number two was Kim Jong Il. with those big shades.
Yeah.
And that bouffant.
Looks like a Korean grandma.
Yeah. And you know, who likes other Korean grandmas.
Yeah.
And then number one was Bruce Jenner.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's had a lot of work done.
And it looked like discount work, too.
Yeah, that's weird. Whose kids? He's married to
Kardashian.
Kardashian.
One of OJ's original A-team lawyers back in the...
But then wasn't there some other reality show... was it his kids who were living with another? Was it his kids who they live with his ex-wife and she's married to some record mogul? And there was a reality show about that?
I don't know.
Does that sound familiar?
I don't know.
And they were both guys and they were really fucking annoying. Does that sound?
No.
That's pretty much every reality show.
Yeah.
Okay. So I don't know. I guess they just change wives and stuff like that. So that's Men Who Look Like Old Lesbians.com. Check
that
one out.
I've seen that a lot.
Yeah, I think just like awkward family photos and stuff like that, it's coming
especially the dudes
to the fore.
Do the like hair club for men thing and get the discount, the curly kind of a Zsa Zsa Gabor wig look.
Where they have more hair than they should have on their head.
Exactly. And it's always curly. And then they, you know, their testosterone levels through the floor, so...
How come? Just because they're old?
Yeah, they're old and their balls are tired.
Hmm.
So they have no facial. They have no hair on their legs and stuff either. You see,
but
old
isn't
guys
that?
Do
didn't
that?
You tell me that was the result of something else?
Well, it can be a peripheral circulation thing. However, you see some of these old guys that don't appear to have any discoloration or anything going on. Their feet look fine, but they have no hair on their legs whatsoever. And I think it's a testosterone.
Look like a plucked chicken?
I think so. Yeah.
So Roger Ebert, but didn't Roger Ebert start the whole thing by getting cosmetic surgery? Or didn't he have the gastric bypass or something like that?
I don't know.
He was
really heavy for a while, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah, for a long time. But then there was like a metamorphosis that happened over the course of like 10 years.
He lost a bunch of weight. Maybe that
because
was
I'm pretty
cancer,
sure
huh?
he had no. I'm pretty sure he had gastric bypass, but then I think things got worse for him, and I think he eventually did get cancer.
I don't know.
He looks pretty weird now. He's a really bright guy, though. He writes a lot of good reviews.
Yeah.
He's a good writer.
It's unfortunate folks are dealt the hand they are sometimes.
Well, could be worse. He could have been Siskel.
Yeah,
he died outright. Pretty young too. I think he was early 50s, something like that. Maybe late 40s. Okay, so that's a URL or not a URL. Was it underwhelming?
Yeah.
It was?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. Let's move on.
To breast slapping? And more?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Thank you very much for coming, Loth. We'll get back to you with... that's fine. We've got a new puppy in the house. Can we get a read on how that's going from the outside?
She's beautiful.
She's a good-looking puppy?
Oh, yeah.
And she loved Bob.
She's sleeping comfortably right now. In a crate.
Dogs and children like me.
That's good. Is that a good thing?
Yeah.
Now, and children, is that because you've got all that candy in your glove compartment?
That's because I keep Hershey's Kisses in my pockets.
It's all soft and warm. It'd be better if it was gummy bears because they can get soft and warm without melting.
Yeah. Without making a big mess.
Yeah, because Hershey's Kisses are... I don't think the Hershey's Kisses are the most hygienic of treats.
No.
Because they some of them have like a little opening at the top, and then they're interspersed in the bag, and people are dipping their hands in. And what's a good candy?
Jolly Ranchers. Those are all individually wrapped.
Oh, boy.
No.
Oh, I got to stop recording now.
You don't like Jolly Ranchers?
There, that's got to be the worst candy
really?
Ever. Yes.
Oh, I like them.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
They're hard, like super hard.
Yeah, well,
they
you're not
stick
supposed
to dental
like,
work.
You're just supposed to suck on them. You're not supposed to, like,
hello.
Chomp on them.
He can't. He everything he puts in his mouth, he immediately chews.
Yeah, I'm like wow. Andy Dufresne in Shawshank Redemption. I bite down violently on everything.
Yeah.
I mean, those are, to me, just a waste of calories because I don't enjoy them at all. I mean, I can find the good in almost anything. There's no good in Jolly Ranchers. They actually make me angry because you think they're going to, you've got a treat coming and then somebody puts a bowl of Jolly Ranchers in front of you. There was a time, you know, Snyder's a Hanover pretzels.
Yes, I do.
The pieces, the really hard ones that
yes.
are flavored.
Those
I
are
love
good.
Those. Oh, boy, are they ever. And they used to have one of the first flavors was the honey mustard and onion ones, which they taste so good. And then after you finish half a bag, your
you're
mouth
like,
just
wah.
Tastes like ass.
Yeah.
It's terrible. And your burps, you never want to eat another one. But when you're eating them, they taste great. And I remember I felt like I had a hankering for one of those. So I dispatched somebody to go and get me some. And they came back because I think I dropped them at a Walmart or something. They came back with what they thought was a suitable substitute.
Oh, boy.
A box of Bugles. Bugles.
Now, are Bugles the ones that have the filling?
No,
Bugles
are the ones that are shaped like a Bugle, but I think it's a corn.
Oh, it's, yeah.
It's a
like
salted
a,
corn
like
snack.
Like a Fritos
oh,
chip kind of
yeah.
outside, isn't it?
It is not even close to a suitable substitute.
No.
It would just such a
I wouldn't even say
downer.
that would be a suitable substitute for Fritos.
No.
Yeah, I agree.
It would be an upgrade from human shit. That's about it.
Only because they don't smell awful.
And it's something like... it's something that, you know, that would be in a bowl at Christmas at my grandmother's house or something like
really?
That. People like Bugles. Like they were big, like, back in the 50s or something like that. They were one of the first salted snacks, I think. But they've really fallen on hard times in the last 30 years. Any Bugles at your house, Bob?
Never.
No?
No.
You've never asked your wife, can you grab us a couple of boxes of Bugles? We got company coming over.
Yeah, no.
And you're not even
no,
familiar with Bugles.
No.
It's not a Colorado snack, I don't think.
Not missing a thing.
No, it's terrible. What do you like as far as candy?
Twix.
You like Twix? It's the only candy bar with the cookie crunch.
Yeah, I like that.
You just like the little fun size ones?
I don't care.
Or you just two hand them?
Just give me the 8 foot long jobs.
Those are nice.
Yeah.
Those are really nice. I don't know. I like some nuts. Some nuts in my candy bars.
Of course you do.
It provides a good texture and a good flavor. You don't think so?
Yeah.
I think it does.
Snickers is good.
It's Snickers.
Yeah, Snickers is good, I guess. I don't know.
Payday.
You know, Paydays are actually pretty... They're better than they sound.
I like Payday.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, we've got an interloper.
When you say favorite, that's...
There's
it's
too many
relative.
To choose from.
Yeah.
I've rediscovered Oreos the last couple of weeks. And
really?
I'm eating too many of them. Oh, they're so good, though.
And it's impossible to eat, like, just one. You have to eat, like, handfuls.
Yeah, they're so awesome. And they're double stuffed, too. And the thing is, I'm never one to not admit when I'm wrong. But we were going away last week. The Loth always asks what she should get at the grocery store. And I had a brainstorm, some Oreos. And she's like, you want the double stuffs? And I said, no, we don't need the double stuffs. So then she goes and she comes home with the double stuffs. And then, of course, I got to give her a whole heap of shit for it. She was right. She's almost always right about these things. The double stuff is so much better than just the regular ones.
Are they like twice as good as the regular ones?
No, but the regular ones aren't like the regular ones anymore. They're not like the regular ones when we were kids. They skimp on the whatever that thing in the middle is, that white little hamburger.
Do they really?
Oh, yeah. It's tiny now. It's like
it's
the size of a nickel.
Cookies together.
Pretty much. Yeah. And because it's so small, I think they have to make it they have to make it a little more, a little thicker. You can't really, I remember when I was a kid, you could just peel them apart. You could peel the top from the bottom, eat the white stuff off whatever piece it ended up coming off of it, and then you could eat the cookies by itself, by themselves.
Right. Yeah.
You can't do that with the little ones anymore. The cookie falls apart because it's fucking spot welded to that little white hamburger thing.
Mm.
Terrible. But anyway, she was right about the double stuffs, by the way. Oh, so good.
How about Fig Newtons?
I like the idea of a Newton.
They have a great laxative effect.
Well, because of the figs, I guess, huh?
Should one become constipated and really have a craving for something sweet, you can kill two birds with one stone.
I like the idea of Fig Newtons, but I prefer a strawberry or a raspberry Newton because I'm not a big fig fan. You like figs?
Yeah, I'm okay with it.
It's that, those seeds.
Well, I think that's the propellant.
I'm sure it is.
The colon propellant.
That's the...
so appealing.
The catalyst.
I hit how many P's there?
You're not popping, though.
Oh, I'm not.
I've got the levels perfect. Absolutely perfect levels. Okay, so we did want to discuss... we're going to move on to Bob's favorite subject, Alaskan Governor Sarah Palin. Did you want to give us a little background on her?
I would say she's my favorite subject. She is kind of appealing for an old guy to look at, though, I got to tell you.
If she talks, how does that work?
Oh, all bets are off.
You can always mute her, right?
I wish you could. I really...
She's a fucking dullard.
She really is.
Will you be voting for her in 2012?
No. No. I heard some news, though, yesterday.
Okay, so tell us what you've heard.
That she and her husband, Todd, are getting a divorce.
Really?
That's what I heard yesterday.
Have you heard this?
I have not heard that.
Where'd you hear it?
But I get most of my Sarah Palin news from your Loaf.
Oh, okay.
And I heard that she was fucking one of his business partners a while back, and that didn't go well.
How does that fit into the whole family values thing?
Yeah, well, you know, there's incongruities everywhere, aren't there?
There really are. Now, South Carolina Governor Mark Sanford, the father of her daughter's illegitimate child.
Quit.
They met in Argentina or
did
wherever they go.
Yeah, I don't know. Did he spray seed on a Palin?
I don't know. Probably.
Why not?
So they're probably getting a divorce?
That's the rumor.
So that's really going to throw a... Is that why she resigned?
Well, who knows? I don't know. And because
but how is it going to lessen the scrutiny if she resigned versus if she didn't resign?
Yeah, I don't think it will. Because she's going to seek publicity anyway.
Yeah. I mean, at least if she was still the governor, she could say, I want to concentrate on my job. Don't ask me questions about this. Right now, she's got nothing to concentrate on.
Well,
except this guy's meat stick or whatever.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I heard he was fucking around, too.
This oilman's Derek.
Yeah.
That's a good line.
It is.
That's a top trick. So what else you got with her?
That she is going to be possibly have her own conservative talk radio show.
Oh,
that
I wouldn't be surprised at all. G. Gordon Liddy is a broadcaster.
Glenn Beck, Sean Hannity.
Oh, God.
Rush Limbaugh. Bill O'Reilly.
What a murderer's row of
Sarah
broadcasting.
Palin. Yeah.
Now, the only problem is that Fox News, there's only 24 hours in each day for Fox News.
Right.
They'll have to create another station to give her a spot.
I think they have plenty of room.
You think so?
Is Fox News under the umbrella of Fox Entertainment?
Yeah, I think so.
Probably.
I think it's they're the same parent or something.
There's a rub there, I think.
What do you mean?
I think it leans towards the entertainment side versus the news side.
Yeah.
It leans towards the ridiculous side.
It does. But, I mean, they're under the guise of news.
Of being a news station.
Right.
That's not really a news station.
Present themselves as if they were a news station.
Well, but is CNN a news station? It's got fucking Larry King on it.
That's right.
And what we're seeing now on The Daily Show is that instead of actually presenting news, they're like reading, they're all on Twitter and they post shit and then they're reading responses from viewers on Twitter. Like Strawberry Cats 47 says that they love the way Sarah Palin dresses.
That's yeah. That's my point.
We've lost the real news.
Fuzzy headed faggot says screw off. Yeah. Why are you scratching your head when I said fuzzy headed faggot?
I suddenly had an itch.
But there's no such thing as news anymore.
This latex helmet you make me wear when I come in here.
I'm thinking PBS still actually has news. The Lair News Hour.
Yeah.
That's still news.
But that's publicly funded, right?
Right.
The PBS, which is why. That's my thought, is you've got so much
we
commercial.
We are very, very limited.
Well, yeah, there's
our,
nothing.
Our access to any kind of news.
Well, you
where,
even look at the evening news. There's
oh,
nothing.
It's not, no.
Yeah.
Even the network evening news is
exactly.
Just horseshit.
I watch, what is it? CBA Walter Cronkite's show, what
right.
That's evolved into with Katie Couric.
Right.
It's really not all that informative.
No. It's not. It's terrible.
It's headline reading, and that's it, really.
What's the...
And the headlines, you know, I don't know.
What's the latest on Michael Jackson? Did they lose his nose or something, or they lost his brain? What happened?
He's still dead.
Didn't something happen? Didn't they lose his brain or his nose? Or
no. Well, not that I heard. They might have.
That happened.
I heard they had toxicology back, but they haven't released the results. So I don't know.
Does anybody really give a shit about his toxicology
report?
Not even a little bit.
Did
you ever like his music? I don't think we ever talked about this.
I appreciated his music. I never bought anything. But back in the Thriller days and some of the video stuff, I enjoyed some of that. But
really?
I never bought any of it.
How about you?
Oh, I bought it. I loved Michael Jackson.
Hmm. See, I never liked him.
I've always liked things with a little more of a heavier edge myself.
Well, yeah, even as a kid, I liked heavy metal.
Yeah.
I did not like Michael Jackson. It was...
Well, and as a kid, I kind of went the... like the Allman Brothers, and I like Southern rock stuff.
Oh yeah,
as a kid.
Well, there's nothing better for a cross burning party than Southern rock.
Yeah, that's right.
For a Southern Ohio cross burning,
Southern
Skinner.
Ohio is still pretty far north.
Yeah, but I think it's below the Mason Dixon line, isn't it?
No.
You sure it isn't?
Yes.
Because South New Jersey is below the Mason Dixon line.
No, it's not.
South Jersey is
not Ohio.
You sure, huh?
Yes.
Because Cincinnati seems almost like a southern city.
Almost.
You don't even
have to cross that border.
You don't even have to go to as far as Cincinnati. That little burg that I'm from.
Yeah.
Northeast.
Well, and Indiana has a very active Klan community as far as I know.
So does is it Lodi? Lodi, Ohio?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nice. It's good. Okay, what was I going to ask? Oh, when I was a kid, I remembered, I think it was Culture Club, like in 82-ish, and then the next year, I think it was Duran Duran, and then the next year, it was Michael Jackson that was big, or it was Michael Jackson, then Duran Duran.
I think
every
it was Michael
year
Jackson,
it was,
then Duran Duran.
Was it? Yeah. Every year, it was a different band, or artist, singer, and then they would move on to something else. And then after Thriller, he didn't make another record for a couple of years, right? Until it was Bad the next one?
Yeah, Bad. It was the next year, I think. It was like only 1 year apart.
Was it really?
Maybe
and
two.
Then he
it was
had
like
the big gap after Bad, I think.
Yeah.
It was when he did the Pepsi commercial and the
cut his face
and
on
black
fire.
And white.
Thriller was like 82. Bad was 83 or 84. And then Pepsi thing was like 87.
Yeah, late 80s.
Huh. Okay.
And then
I thought there was a big lag between Thriller and...
No.
Did you want to listen to the Sarah Palin speech, some of it? Some of the...
Are we going to just critique grammar? And?
Well, yeah, I just want to listen to how absurd it is. Not her resignation speech, but the speech where she handed off to the lieutenant governor guy.
Yeah, I'm game.
All right, let me play it.
And it is my honor
you hear that?
To speak to
yeah.
all Alaskans, to our Alaskan family, this last time as your governor. And it is always great to be in Fairbanks.
Fairbanks.
The rugged, hardy people who live up here, and some of the most patriotic people whom you will ever know,
I hate that word,
live here.
Now.
And one thing that you are known is your steadfast support of our military community up here. And I thank you for that, and thank you, United States military, for protecting the greatest nation on earth. Together we stand.
Patriotic now is, it brings, it equates to
stupid.
Right wing.
Stupid.
Yeah. Yes.
We don't have to sugarcoat it.
Okay.
Stupid, intolerant.
Yes.
Is that kind of a forced segue? How did she get to the troops in that? She went very patriotic people and big supporters of the troops, and thank you to the troops. I think that she had some PR person tell her to make sure she started pumping up the troops a little bit. Because it gets even more strained. Have you seen this, by the way?
No.
Okay. And I know you haven't, right?
I haven't.
Okay.
Did she have a top on?
I say it is the best road trip in America.
And then
soaring through nature's,
I guess she starts speaking in prose.
Denali, the great one, soaring under the midnight sun. And then the extremes. In the wintertime,
I think
it's
a poem.
The frozen road that is competing with the view of ice-fogged, frigid beauty. The cold, though, doesn't it split the chichacos from the sourdoughs?
What the fuck is a chichaco or a sourdough?
I think
such extreme
chichaco is an Eskimo pit.
Hotter than just some months ago.
And the sourdough is their snatch?
Yeah, an Eskimo pit.
Or the sour yeast they get from underneath their chichacos?
Yeah. Under the third skin fold.
Active cultures.
The skin fold right above the pubic line.
It is, as throughout all Alaska, that big, wild...
Scraped from the perineum.
Perineum.
Perineum?
Yeah.
We should give each other episiotomies. What do you think?
I'll give you one, buddy.
We can't, can we?
Well, I can. You know what I would do?
What?
To give you an episiotomy?
What?
I would just cut through your taint.
And that would work for me?
That would work for me. It wouldn't work for you at all.
But it would have to go all the way up to the urethra, wouldn't it?
I'm okay with that.
I'm not.
I'd lay you open like, hey, can we?
Why are you getting a...
Can we pause?
Yeah, we can pause. Why are you getting aroused with the mention of that? Do you have to go to the bathroom now and be alone?
Yeah. That's
with
where
your
I'm
knife?
Headed. That's where I'm headed.
We catch him in the bathroom, pants around his ankles, smelling his knife, whacking himself.
Nice.
All right, we're going to take a break.
Here perpetuating some pessimism and... suggesting American apologetics.
Let me just ask you a question. Since she brought up the topic of pessimism, have you heard one positive thing from a Republican since Obama was elected?
Not at all.
No.
We're going to hell in a handbasket.
And I've not heard
fascism,
one,
socialism.
And I've not heard one, even the suggestion of an alternative plan.
Yeah, exactly. Just tell us how bad things are, but don't offer anything as an alternative.
Exactly.
Keep people afraid. Very afraid.
Fucking idiot. We're going back to the speech. The speech vis-a-vis chichacos.
Suggesting perhaps that our best days were yesterday's, but as other people have asked, how can that pessimism be when proof of our greatness and our pride today is that we produce the great, proud volunteers who sacrifice everything for country?
What does that even mean, and why does she keep trying to get it back to the troops?
Yeah, I don't know.
Sean Parnell and I, we were on the on Fort Rich, the base
Army
Chapel, and... we heard the last roll.
Yes, sir.
I don't know. Excuse me. I don't.
We're back at the ice dome.
I'm wondering.
That's how I made the ice skating sound on that episode.
Do you think she's got the 70s thing going on?
With the what?
The bush. Or do you think she's got the she clean shaven, do you think? Or do you think it's just neatly trimmed?
It's probably neatly trimmed.
Or do you think she's got the little, some folks call it a landing strip. In her case, I would call it the Hitler mustache.
I think she may have it shaved to resemble Uncle Sam.
You think? Like the shape of an Uncle Sam hat.
A little hat.
Yeah. And then little shaved stripes to simulate the white stripes in the hat, and then she's got hair for the blue stripes.
That's kind of funny, actually.
Or it's shaved to look like an elephant.
There you go.
Maybe it has a little trunk, too. I wouldn't be surprised.
I'm pretty sure she does have a trunk.
Roll call and the sounding of taps for three very brave, very young Alaskan soldiers who just gave their all for all of us. Together we do stand
so
with
I could
gratitude
stand
for
here
our
and talk
troops
like an
to
idiot.
Protect all of
More
our cherished freedoms, including our freedom of speech, which, par for the course, I'm going to exercise.
And she...
She would make more sense were she queeping.
And how she's going to exercise her freedom of speech is by denigrating the press for using their freedom of speech.
Which is their job.
Right. Well, which they should do a better job of.
Well, yeah, but what does she expect?
First, some straight talk for some, just some, in the media. Because another right protected for all of us is freedom of the press. And you have such important jobs, reporting facts and informing the electorate and exerting power to influence. You represent what could and should be a respected, honest profession that could and should be a cornerstone of our democracy. Democracy depends on you. And that is why, that's why our troops are willing to die for you. So... How about, in honor of the American soldier, you quit making things up.
What are they making up?
Ed, what does that have to do with soldiers?
Nothing. I think it may have been in her actual resignation speech when she held a press conference to announce that she was resigning at the end of July, where somehow, in some twisted logic, she... related the fact that the conviction of American troops, she somehow managed to try to relate that to her resigning a position for which she was elected to serve a full term.
Right.
I'm not sure how she did that. And I think if I could figure it out, I should probably be shot in the face by Dick Cheney, because there's no way to logically connect those dots. None. No way. Are you ready to go back to this?
Let's go.
You sure?
Yeah.
You quit making things up. And she's doing a lot of this, too.
Yeah. Oh, man, she's doing the people in the crowd.
Is she really?
Yeah, she did that a little bit.
And here's the really annoying part. And one other thing for the media, our new governor has a very nice family, too. So leave his kids alone.
Is that the David Letterman?
And she just did it to him, too, to Parnell or whatever. Who the fuck cares?
No one
cares. She's getting free media attention for this.
That's right.
And she's lapping it up. So she's just as phony as the people that she's accusing of being phony. That's it. That's enough. Okay. If we listen to any more, we'll be dumber by the end. I listened to it last night just while I was, like, surfing the web because I couldn't actually watch it.
Oh, no.
With her gyrations and pointing
right.
and call-outs. And she's just a fool. So you have any other updates with her, or what do we...
No, I think the divorce thing will be...
That's got to be the end of her political career, wouldn't
it?
You'd
think so.
Big and funny.
How many cracks did she put in the glass ceiling?
None.
Yeah.
Oh, it's terrible. So we ran down the gamut. We talked about Bob's cousin in Fostoria, Ohio, who threatened a telemarketer.
Yeah.
We talked about Irma's My Little Pony fetish. And there you have a life-size My Little Pony in the comic book room at home, don't you?
No.
Okay. Covered in blood and hair and fecal matter. And what else did we talk about? We talked about the new puppy. Did we need to review anything else?
Well, I thought we were going to review some of the pronunciation of...
Oh, of cars?
Of German. You
know. Why, did you bring anything with you?
I have some information where you to quiz me.
Dude, did you bring notes?
I sure did.
What do you have? Okay, what do you got?
Fuck, you're the one that went back and forth on the...
What do you got?
Would you like to look?
No. Why don't you read it to us? Well, okay. So the setup here is that
it's not really readable. You know, it's not.
What is it? Is it an actual site you found that has the pronunciation in parentheses?
Well, it's I don't even know what it is. German in English with correct phonetic pronunciation.
So you did a Google search.
I was on. Yeah, it took me many hours to come up with this.
So what's listed on there? Is the car maker?
Yeah.
Listed on there?
And, it, you know,
it would Deutsch, be funny if it really...
You know how we say Deutsch?
Yeah.
It's Deutsche.
Right.
Right.
Because the last E is emphasized.
Yeah.
Right.
Now, how do you say...
Deutsch?
No.
I say Deutsche Bank. Deutsche Bank.
Deutsche Bank. Okay.
But I don't say that. We don't say that.
That. How do you say Dr. Ferdinand's last name?
Porch.
Yeah.
Porch. Oh, this goes back to the whole Porsche thing.
Right, yeah. And then there was another whole back and forth on the whole thing. But we always shorten things to make it easier to say them and to not come across
as... That's why we have some folks like Sarah Palin.
No, that's
absolutely.
Not. Whenever we talk about a Mercedes...
Let's just shorten it up a little bit and make it so I can say it.
We talk about Mercedes yes. automobiles, right?
Uh-huh.
Technically, should we not call them Mercedes-Benz?
That's
I'm assuming
correct.
Benz had a hand in creating Mercedes-Benz.
Correct.
And obviously, he's not getting his due just because he said, put my name second. I don't mind. Well, we do these things.
Harley Davidson.
Right. Harleys.
That's right.
But see, those aren't, that's not the real name.
That's right.
It's not necessarily
However,
a pronunciation. It's
we're
a
not,
shortening.
We're not saying Harl.
Harl is.
Right. We're not dropping syllables.
But Mercedes also shouldn't be pronounced Mercedes. It should be Mercedes. But we don't say that because we would, you know, we'd look like. We were French sympathizers or something like that. Somebody's sitting at cafes and
well,
smoking
other than the
cigarettes.
Odor and the body hair, I'm a French sympathizer.
Are you really?
Yeah.
I've got some problems with France.
They're pussies, other than that.
Well, they're religious intolerance. I don't give a shit about religion.
Right.
But it's also not my place to tell you you can and can't do things.
I agree.
As long as you're not hurting other people. But there's a lot of religious persecution happening in France right now, particularly against Muslims. And I don't think it's right. So I have a lot of problems with the French.
Is that are the French rednecks doing that?
No, it's because it's seen as it's the whole idea of the greater common good.
Mm-hmm.
And they say that if you wear these, the headdresses and stuff like that, it incites violence in others, or
do they even have pickup trucks in France?
Doubt it.
Well, didn't Volkswagen have those? It was like the front of it was a rabbit, and the back of it they had a bed.
That's been gone since like 78.
Those are nice though.
Little diesels, yeah.
Those are nice.
50 miles a gallon.
Hey, you know BMW? They're making that 335D now.
Yeah.
Turbo
that's
diesel.
Really good gas mileage,
yeah, it
right?
will. And it's nothing new. They've been making diesels forever.
But not in the...
Not in the U.S., right.
Oh, they have been making that engine?
Yes.
In Germany?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
It's not a new thing.
I didn't realize that. And you think that's got the type of guts that the...
Absolutely, because they're hugely torquey.
Really?
Huge.
I was doing some research on horsepower versus torque,
mm-hmm.
and in most cases, if it's a car that's supposed to be fast,
mm-hmm.
they're almost going to be even. Torque is usually a little bit lower than the horsepower. With Audi, torque is actually higher than the horsepower with a lot of their cars.
That's why they feel so good.
Yeah.
Now you look at like the Honda Civics,
right?
Or any Honda really,
right?
They have a lot of top end.
Right.
But they have no grunt.
Right.
So you can just launch off the starting line with all the it's just roll off really with the
Japanese
with the Honda. Yeah. Well, not with Japanese, with Honda specifically.
Right.
Well, then you have the Subaru, the STI,
right,
that will make you wet yourself a little bit.
I think horsepower is still a little higher than torque with those though.
Yeah, probably.
It's like what they're like 315 horsepower and like probably like 290 pounds feet of
something.
Torque. But the Audi's the only one I saw, and I was even comparing it to like the BMW M series, and I think Audi's the only one whose torque was higher than the horsepower.
Well, that's good. That, you know, they got it. They have very small displacement.
Right.
Two Audis do that. 2 liter or the 2 liter turbo. What do they have? 3.2 or 3.6 liters?
3.2. That's six?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's that. So
are we boring people?
Probably. So, I mean, we don't say Mercedes-Benz usually. We shorten that to Mercedes.
It's not apples and oranges.
Not really.
It is.
Because it would be Mercedes. It wouldn't be Mercedes. But we say Mercedes. It's kind of, you have to admit that there's pretense involved in this at some point.
I don't admit that at all.
So what other words do you have?
Yeah, what do you got
besides
there?
Porsche and Deutsche.
Okay, how about
Scheisse?
Yeah. Scheisse lieben.
That's shit what?
Life.
Love.
Shit life?
Right?
I think so, yeah.
That's what my dad used to say.
How do you know German?
I took 4 years of German in high school.
Did you really?
Uh-huh. Not that I could speak it.
That's
much
what my
anymore.
Dad used to say all the time.
Scheisse lieben?
Yeah, Scheisse lieben.
Huh.
Like, what's that? He goes, it's a shit life.
Scheisse Kopf is shit head.
Yeah. So was he called me Dummkopf.
That's dumb head.
Dummkopf.
Dummy, basically.
Yeah, I got that one a lot.
My dad's wife, my dad's second wife was a German national.
Yeah?
Expat.
Really?
Yeah. So I knew my stepbrother from that marriage, he taught me all the German slang. Fick is fuck. Oshla is asshole. Yeah, I know all that. I don't know much else.
But
I can count to three as well.
Ein.
Ein, zwei, drei.
Yeah.
Right. That's
oh, look at that. See, that's the 4 years that you spent. You can count to four. This year we'll be covering the number four. What else you got?
Braun.
B. Arthur.
No.
Braun.
Yes.
The razors, the shavers, right?
Braun?
Yeah, it's a brown name, but it's not. It's Braun.
Mm-hmm. Braun?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Bayer, aspirin.
Bayer. But it's supposed to be Bayer.
No.
What?
Bayer.
Bayer? But we don't say that.
Because
we say Bayer.
It's because we're idiots.
Do you say, how do you say it?
I say it Bayer.
No, you don't. See, that's the thing. For consistency purpose, let's just, we'll Angloize it.
The poet, Goethe.
Goethe? Geth?
I don't know.
Goethe.
Jesus, that's
yeah,
a
that
bad
I was
one.
Say that
that's
one.
A, that would. I was like, Jesus, that's pretty tough. How about the German Chancellor?
Which one?
Gerhard. Or the piano player in Peanuts?
Oh, Schrader? Schroeder?
It's Schrader, isn't it? It's pronounced the last vowel.
Schroeder.
Schroeder?
Schroeder.
Jesus Christ.
An ER is in Fern. Schroeder.
Jesus. Are we almost done with this?
Okay.
What else you got?
I got
nothing. Anything interesting?
Yeah, I thought that was all. Oh, Dr. Seuss.
S-E-U. Oh. I don't know. What's that supposed to be? Souse?
That's closer. Actually, it's Soyce.
Soyce? Well, that's interesting because there used to be a pitcher for the Dodgers, and it was R-U-E-S-S, which would be Roos.
It's Royce.
But it was pronounced Royce,
right.
And I think he was probably one of those West Texas guys or something because there's a lot of Czechs and Germans that settled in West Texas. So we've admitted that there's some pretense involved. Then.
Absolutely.
Because we're not being consistent. You don't say Bayer, you say Bayer.
It's the guy's name.
So is Bayer, is it not?
That's true.
But it's the same thing that in German they don't call him Levi's, they call him Levi's.
Well, that's another whole thing, because then you get a whole Jewish angle. And
yeah, that's true. There was another page I should have printed.
They tried to remove that whole line of that whole topic from conversation in their own way.
How we pronounce N-I-K-E.
What, Nike?
Yeah. They never do the Nike. They say Nike.
Canadians say Nike, too.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And there was a whole sheet like that in it of how they mispronounce things that are common here.
It happens. Do you say Nike?
I do.
Yeah. Shouldn't there be some sort of accent on the end of Nike?
I think so, wouldn't you? Because every other word that ends, that's a one syllable with an E at the end is...
But then everybody that's... I call
and
everyone,
that's not a proper name either.
No.
Unless the Nike missile is a proper name and Nike, the company, is named after the Nike missile.
I don't care.
This is a etymology question, isn't it?
Yeah.
Isn't that the study of flying insects? Oh, that's entomology. So, all right. We're not consistent, then, is what you're saying.
If you were to purchase...
a Bayer aspirin.
Yeah. A Bayer aspirin. While you're dealing with the Porsche dealer.
It's one of those things that, you know, certain things get a following and then they... It's a cultural thing. That's what culture is based on. Culture is based mostly on language, and it's a way to include and exclude. And it's also a way to recognize who should be included and excluded. And
so
it's just a culture thing.
Exclude?
No, I'm just trying to say that language is a huge component of culture, and it's also used as a tool to know. I mean, even in the business world. They have their own nomenclature, and you could definitely use everyday conventional words to mean the same thing, but no.
But you don't.
It's a way to keep each other, keep some people out. To keep on. It's a cultural thing. That's all it is.
And that kind of goes to my point, that if one cannot pronounce
right. The
P-O-R-S-C-H-E properly.
Maybe they shouldn't buy one?
Exactly. They should not be permitted to buy one.
I don't think the company's going to mind. I think the money is green no matter what.
Well, yeah, they'll let you sign on the line and then talk about you.
They're being, is it gutter? We pronounce it Qatar or Qatar, the country, Q-A-T-A-R.
Yes.
The Arabic, I believe, pronounces it gutter. Their royal family or whatever is buying a huge stake of Porsche, actually.
A huge piece. 20%.
Something like that, yeah. To help them finance trying to buy Volkswagen, because I guess...
They were trying to go after Volkswagen.
Right, and it failed the first time, but I think they're going to try again.
Yeah, I don't think that...
How do you say Volkswagen?
Volkswagen.
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 Wagon of the people.
Right. Yeah, pretty much. What was I going to say about that? You know what Penn Jillette always says? He always says that Volkswagen and VW have the same amount of syllables. Why do people say VW? It is faster than saying Volkswagen. It's the same amount of syllables, though. Who gives a shit? Are we done with this?
Penn Jillette cares.
Penn Jillette's I like Penn Jillette.
Yeah.
He's an interesting guy. That's a good show. You're going to have Showtime for free, right, when you get DirecTV, Irma?
For 5 months.
Bullshit's a good show.
Is it?
Yes, it's a very good show.
I bet Penn Jillette says Porsche.
I don't know. He's a big Mini Cooper guy, actually. 6'6", monster like that, over three spins, and he can fit. Well, Bob says that there's a heck of a lot more space
in
those.
No.
You have to try one on. It's really deceptive.
She's very happy with her.
I like my
Subaru. What's the, she's got the WRX wagon. What's that blue called? Is it WRX blue?
It's
a blue mica.
Blue mica, yeah. WR blue mica.
Right.
Yeah.
And I was the one that helped talk her into it because she wanted the...
I did want the gray, but they only had the blue, and I'm glad I got the blue.
It's a nice, nice color for that car.
Oh, yeah.
Very nice color. Okay, so we're going to close with D5, also known as Dichotomy 5. We're going to summon the Loth from her cave.
Are we finished?
We can hear her rumbling. Yeah, it's been a while.
How much fun I am?
Yeah.
That worked out well.
Yeah, it's good. But don't tell Scott.
But I did have
that she was more fun.
You know, that works out well too.
It does. He fits right
in. Yeah.
And I talked to her during the break, and she's not aware of what he's doing right now. I think at some point, Racks on Blacks is involved.
Exactly what he's doing.
Yeah. You'll go home. It'll be a sticky mess.
He may also be smelling Bob's knife. All right. Are you ready?
Ready.
Okay. We got D5. We'll start with Irma, work our way to the Loth, and then back. Number one, Sarah Palin or Tipper Gore?
Tipper Gore.
Sarah Palin.
They're both idiots.
My husband would probably shoot me.
Number two, chocolate or peanut butter?
Chocolate.
Chocolate.
Number three, Glenn Beck or Sean Hannity? Would you rather be kicked in the face or kicked in the stomach?
I don't know who Sean Hannity is.
He's the really annoying jug-headed Irishman that's on Fox News. They're both fucking idiots.
And I'm saying Glenn Beck is which one would I kill first?
I think I hate Sean Hannity more than Glenn Beck, to be honest with you.
Well, Glenn Beck needs to put out of his misery.
Sean. Well, he's got that. You pull that magic and you give him a wedgie with the magic underwear.
Yeah.
Renders him defenseless. But Sean Hannity he's the one who actually had that special on Fox News leading up to the election, questioning whether or not Barack Obama was a terrorist.
Right.
With a straight face.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure he was. I'm sure he was all over that. We're back to the Loth, I think. Golden Shower or Hot Carl? She says Golden Shower.
Hot Carl.
Hot Carl for Bob.
Golden Shower.
Golden Shower for Irma. Last question for Irma. Bill Gates or Warren Buffett?
Bill Gates.
Bob.
Gates.
Bob says Gates. Mary goes with Buffett. Mary's also the Loth. And that's it. Okay, so we're done. That's good. Golden handshake and golden shower, very different things.
Yeah, no.
So yeah.
We can try both, though, if you'd like. And I was actually,
I think I'd pass.
I was given this task to try to work as many things as I could into the dichotomy five to give Scott an idea of what Irma might be willing to do. So that's what he has to do. Do we have anything to, do you need anything to tell people where they can reach you at the phone company or Bob?
I'll give you a hitch report in a couple of weeks.
Okay, we'll have another hitch report when YB joins us.
Yeah,
drag it down the street.
looks a little heavy.
Probably. Although it is empty still, I think, unless they started loading it. We got to watch the whole thing about how they drop them off and stuff.
Oh, I'm really excited for you.
It's pretty interesting, actually. Have you ever seen it?
Well, it's like dropping any fucking thing off the back of one of those trucks. They drop the things off to those crushers at the hospital.
What crusher? A trash compactor?
Compactor? Yeah, it's a similar kind of thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Does it have the wheels and stuff?
Yeah, and it kind of comes off.
Yeah, same deal.
Yeah, same thing.
Well, we were impressed.
Well, that's
Scott and I were standing in the kitchen like two old men watching.
Drinking their beer.
Yeah, yeah. That's funny.
That's cool.
Okay, so we're done.
Did they talk to you about parking that 4 feet from your driveway?
Apparently they sent a note to the board or to the parking committee.
They sent a note to the parking committee.
To ask if it was okay.
No, they didn't ask if it was okay.
4 feet from your driveway?
Yeah.
They said, we are going to do this. They didn't ask.
Oh, okay. Well.
But he's leaving.
Yeah, he's leaving.
Where's he going?
We don't know. I think he's going to stay around here. He's going to stay in the area, but not in this bucolic gated community in which we live.
Will his next home have wheels?
I don't know. I was thinking, we were talking about that he's got a nice son who's a really good kid.
Really?
We were talking yesterday about Scott saw him going in there and he's like, oh, it looks like he's going and putting some stuff in his new bedroom. And because they may be living on the street. We're not sure. Because I don't know that the parents both have jobs. The mother's a nurse, though.
Well,
really?
she can have a job if she wants one.
No, she does have a job, but I don't know. And we thought they owned the place, but apparently they don't. And this is probably something that we can talk about off the air. So we're going to wrap it up. You got anything else?
No.
Loth, did you want a scrapbooking plug or anything like that? Or
You need more paper.
Okay, if you need to reach us, you can find us at www.shavechimpanzee.com. You can send us an email at show@shavechimpanzee.com. I think that's going to be it, though. Thanks for listening. Be nice to dogs. Goodbye.
Chimpanzee.